were to go fish in Ontario, what .com site would you punch up? Good morning, John.
GoFishing.com.
Negatory.
Let's go to Rick.
Fishing Ontario.
Nope-er.
Ron, quickly.
Outdoor Adventures.
Yow.
Stephen Barry.
FishingOntario.com.
Quickly, Sean.
GoFishOntario.ca.
Come on, guys.
Ron and Mississauga.
www.GoFishInOntario.com.
Thank you. Thank you. See? That's the way it's done here on Outdoor Journal Radio. If you've got a fishing itch that requires scratching, you need but go to GoFishInOntario.com.
Yes.
GoFish. Notice that little hesitation, that pause. That's purposely there. I don't know whether you're aware of the way I deliver stuff.
GoFishInOntario.com.
Right.
Yes.
GoFishInOntario.com. Tell them what you're looking for, and they will make it magically appear. Now, normally we talk about specific operations in this segment. I'm talking, you know, lodges, resorts, lakes, rivers, very specific. But there's also an underlying message that I try and deliver each and every week on this program, and that is the importance that when you go to one of these places, especially if it's one of those bucket list places where you'll probably only visit once in your life, but even if it's something that you experience multiple occasions, one of the most important, and no, let me take that back, a vital component of enjoying that experience is a good guide.
Yes,
a
that
good,
is true.
Stephen, it behooves me. How many people spend thousands of dollars and go to an outback remote lodge or resort or even a real outback outpost, and they chintz out on the guides? It still blows my mind. I see it every day.
And they wonder why they don't catch any fish.
Well, they'll catch some, but who better to put you on to the cornucopia of fishing on that particular body of water than a guide? Yeah. And we just happen to have one on the line with us right now. In fact, not just a guide. He is a legend in the Algoma region in the guide industry. His name is Tyler Dunn. He's also been featured on the Fishing Canada TV program. How are you, Tyler?
And, buddy, thanks for having me back on the show.
Absolute pleasure, my friend. Absolute pleasure. How true is that comment I just made, though? I mean, you must see it quite often where you have...
You know what? I see it every year, every spring, summer, fall. I get people coming up here for, you know, week, 2 weeks, couple days. And a lot of guys, you know, they're hardcore fishermen. They know their stuff. But when you're in new areas, you know, it takes 3, 4, 5 days to figure out bodies of water, even how to get to some of the lakes. It's funny, you talk to any professional fishing guide and you ask them when they go on a trip down to Florida or somewhere out of province, they hire guides.
Of course they do, because they're intelligent people. You know, you just mentioned something. You just mentioned something there. You said, mm-hmm. You know, it's amazing how many people you see that, you know, are really good fishermen, and they go into these places and, you know, they don't hire guides. Well, let me tell you something. I know a couple of really good fishermen. Good fishermen, and I don't mind saying this on air. I know a couple of really good fishermen that would never dream of going out on a body of water without at least spending a day with the local guide, and that is Peter and I.
Exactly.
It's insane. I don't understand it.
It's like going to school with a teacher sometimes.
Sure it is.
It's a learning experience, and that. Honestly, the guides like to learn off a lot of the clients, too. I've learned a lot of tricks off of, especially fly fishing, off of a lot of my experienced clients in the past. And it's funny. I'll take them out for a day, and sometimes I come home with some tips and tricks that they've taught me.
Now I threw all those wonderful things your way. Now I'm going to throw a negative thing at your industry, okay?
It may even be you,
but I'm just going to throw it out there in general. You know what one of my pet peeves is with guides?
No, what's that, Pete?
Or Ange? Let me tell you what my biggest pet peeve is. Yeah, exactly. So my biggest pet peeve with guides is that far too many of them, Tyler, are more interested in fishing than they are in making sure that their guest has a great experience.
Yes, and I find that very unprofessional. To me, a professional fishing guide doesn't fish. If they do fish, they're showing techniques. They're, you know, maybe a kid in the boat, a young 4 or 5 year old kid, and you hook a fish and you hand them a rod, or even an older client, something along those lines. But when I see a fishing guide fishing ahead of a client, especially, that's very unprofessional.
Well, yeah. Thank you. I wanted to hear that because nothing pisses me off more than that. Let me tell you right now.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. Simple.
Anyways, totally let's agree. Get over that. Let's talk about Algoma fishing opportunities. First of all, how's spring looking up there? Is it coming?
You know what? I'm looking out the window right now. It's supposed to be plus 15 today. Rivers nice. Opened up about 5 or 6 days ago. They just blew out about 2 days ago. So next week, all the rivers will be fishing prime. The lakes should be open next weekend. Our season is just getting started.
That's what I was going to say. We just talked with Josh Cronzi, a local steelhead angler on the Saugeen, about steelhead fishing. And I know the Algoma is one of the, I'm going to say, the second best kept secret when it comes to steelheaders. And you guys have got a tremendous fishery up there that we need to make sure. Tell us about it, will you?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first off, it starts up in the North Shore. That's the first good push of steelhead. It's typically mid-April, and it runs right until about the long weekend in May. And that's all natural steelhead. You don't really get too many salmon in the spring coming up, but it's all natural fish. And then once the run up north is done, the St. Mary's River gets a really big run of fish around the middle of May, and it pushes right into June.
Wow. Are you heavily booked for steelhead, or is steelhead one of those things that you mostly enjoy on your own?
Both. I do some. Usually the first week I'm doing it myself, and then I book up pretty solid. I have a couple days open in May and 1 day left in April. But there's still half-day charters that people are interested in doing. Just get in touch with me, and I'll let them know exact dates.
Now, are you a river guy, or do you prefer, you know, fishing out of a boat? Even though you're fishing river mouths, for example, do you prefer doing it from a boat?
I prefer this time of year river fishing. I do the boat thing. That's more of a summer thing. July, August, we're on the St. Mary's River drifting. You can actually see a clip of it on the show I did with Pete. But typically, I'm a river guy. We do lots of float fishing up north, spin fishing, like bouncing bottom, throw some hardware, and even the fly fishermen, starting in May, will start coming up and get down some fish.
So folks can get a hold of you at Tyler Dunn Guiding, Dunn Guiding, and they can just go on that site. That's .ca, by the way, and book specific trips through that with you.
Yep, exactly. Go that route, or you can find me on Instagram and Facebook under Tyler Dunn Guiding, or just give me a call at 705-206-0984.
Now, do you look after everything for them, accommodations everything. And stuff as well?
Yep. Perfect. If people are looking for places to stay, top three places on my list up north would be Misty Mountain Fly Shop and Macaulay's Motel. They also have a restaurant called Lori's Restaurant, the Voyager Cookhouse, Motel and Restaurant, and the Salisbury Hof.
Yeah, I'm familiar with those operations. Fantastic.
Yeah, very nice places.
Great ways to end a wonderful day fishing up in Algoma region, for sure. And I want to remind folks, you know, Algoma region is an area. It's not one particular place. But the truth of the matter is, regardless if you're looking at the entire Algoma region, it's not the end of the world. It's like 8 hours. It's not like you're going to go, you know what I mean? Some people think, I got to travel like 4 days to get there, man. No, it just sounds like it's that good, but it's not.
It's well worth the drive.
Sure. All right, brother. Listen, thank you very much for joining us. Great job on that Fishing Canada episode, by the way. Made Mr. Logan. Now you know how hard a job I have making Mr. Bowman look good. You know?
He's a tough one to fish, but that's for sure. I had a good time with Petey. I really appreciate having you back in the show, Andrew.
Excellent. Thanks, brother. You take care. Have a great steelhead season.
Yeah, thanks, man. You too, buddy.
Thanks, man. TylerDunnGuiding.ca. Tyler Dunn Guiding. That sounds good. Tyler Dunn Guiding. Like, means he's finished guiding, but he's really not.
He's all done.
TylerDunnGuiding.ca. Great guy I spend a day with on the water, by the way. All right. Where are we going? I know we're going here somewhere. Dr. Sylvain is on the line with us. He is director of Agri-Food Analytics, the food professor, they call him. He's from Dell High University in Nova Scotia, and he's going to talk to us about some interesting genetics that are taking place in our fish that we consume. Some of it good, some of it bad, but I guess you'll be the judge of that. We are going to take a quick break before we go to a doctor, though. So sit tight. More journal after this. Don't you dare go away.